Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And as always, we are looking for our five-minute heroes because this couple who's on hold right now, guys, they are voluntarily coming on the show. So, you know, that's a big deal in itself, and they're really looking for your input. You could give us a call, 833-822-BULL. I want to welcome to the show Justine from SeaTac. Hi, Justine. How are you?
I'm okay. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. Listen, thank you so much for reaching out to me on my Facebook. I got to say, you really grabbed my attention. Because at the very top of her message on Facebook, it said, "My man is a doomsday prepper." Oh. So I clicked on it. And Justine, is it really true that, like, just one of the things that your man has gotten is like 20 flats of water to prepare for what he thinks is like the end?
Correct.
Okay.
Was he always this guy? Was he like one of the guys from the show?
I mean, he was always about being prepared and stuff like that, which, you know, I'm all for, you know, but I think he's just getting a little extreme with that and with the toilet paper, you know, and just like immediately went and every day getting more toilet paper, hoarding more toilet paper. And, you know, we're young and we're healthy, knock on wood, and there are people out there that really need these things. And I just think it's selfish of him to be hoarding all of these things. And it's like it's never ending. You know, take a supply, you know, that's a reasonable supply. You know, don't take everything so that the elderly people, the people who really need these things, don't get them. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, if we ran out of toilet paper, we can spread and splash. We're healthy. But, like, an old person needs these things, you know. And furthermore, he's kind of putting us into credit card debt with this mania, which I don't like.
And Justine, do you mind if I bring up something you mentioned in the Facebook message about what he was told? What he was told at Costco? Like you said, that several people actually said, you know, we're going to have to limit the amount of toilet paper and certain items he could get.
Yeah, it was really, really embarrassing. They were like, "We see you in here every day, and you know this isn't right, and we're going to have to put a limit on it." And then, like, I saw him lie about it and saying that it was for his grandmother. And he doesn't have a grandmother, first of all. I have a mother. I have an elderly mother that I can't get to because of the lockdown. And, like, thinking that, you know, people in her community would be hoarding and then she couldn't get the things she needs. And, like, my old man is doing that stuff. It makes me sick. It's really sad.
And, Justine, have you told him all of this? Have you shared these concerns with him?
Yes, I have. And like, I think what really, the straw that broke the camel's back that made me want to come on today is I gave just a six pack from the hundreds and hundreds of rolls of toilet paper we have. I gave a six pack to our elderly neighbor, and he freaked out on me.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, listen. And you know, he's hearing all this right now. And, all right. In just a second, we're going to get his side of the story. There's obviously two sides to every story, so I want to welcome to the show. He's on hold right now, and he's been hearing all this. Ed from SeaTac. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, man. First of all, can I borrow a couple rolls of toilet paper?
You wouldn't believe the number of texts coming in saying, like, asking.
Ed, I know you've been hearing all this. Thank you for joining us. What say you? I mean, do you really feel the need to have this much stuff right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's just smart. And she's saying that I'm being unreasonable and a doomsday prepper, but this certainly seems like a bit of a doomsday. I mean, this has never happened before. And it's not like I'm preparing for some, you know, theoretical disaster. Like, we're in a situation where you're seeing lines out the door for people trying to get supplies, and nobody knows how long this is lasting. You know, they say it could be up to a year and a half And I'd rather have it than need it and not have it. You know what I mean?
Even though you've heard our officials, you know, tell us that, hey, there's plenty of food, plenty of supplies, plenty of groceries, all is good. Do you not believe that?
Yeah, to an extent, but also they don't know. You know, it feels like there's a lot of, you're having doctors and stuff saying, we don't know the extent of this. And so you see what they're doing now, they're outsourcing everything to try and get so many, you know, surgical masks for people actually working in the hospitals, and they have to have car manufacturers try and make ventilators and stuff like that. I think that they mean that in a well-intended way, but I also think they don't really know how much supplies they have on hand, and
right,
stuff could go out.
Ed, are you maybe taking it over the line when, you know, Justine wanted to help out one of your elderly neighbors and, you know, give them like a pack of toilet paper? She said you kind of freaked out about that.
I mean, the reason I freaked out wasn't so much that she did that. The reason I freaked out is because, you know, I don't know what other neighbors saw her carrying toilet paper and giving it away, thinking that we're going to suddenly become this supply center for the whole neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't really mad that she gave it to that woman. Like, she's a nice lady, an older lady. I understand that. But the fact is, we can't become the, you know, the outpost for people that didn't prepare in advance. And I feel like, you know how word spreads around. You see, oh, that's the house that gives out toilet paper, and suddenly you got people knocking on your door. And I don't want that situation.
Justine, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it's just like a little paranoid, and also just like it just feels like you're losing your humanity, babe. And it's you're getting crazy. You're making me crazy. And like, I mean, you don't think our neighbors are noticing you pulling up with your giant truck filled to capacity three times a day? Like, you're embarrassing us. You're embarrassing our family. It's not cool. You're putting us deeper and deeper into debt with this. This is, it's not okay. It's really, really not okay.
Again, you're making me sound like a nut job, but it's everybody.
You're behaving
like
a nut job. This is too much. Okay, I can understand,
you know,
the initial stock up.
I'm talking about going into debt, too. It's like $500.
You're not talking about
thousands
of dollars.
You're
putting us deeper and deeper into debt.
It's outside of our normal budget.
Okay, all right. You know what? Hey, guys, what I'm going to do is, hey, real quick, it sounds like maybe we should go on hold for just a second. Hang on. I'm going to put you guys on hold, and I'm definitely going to pass on the number to our therapist in Renton. He'd definitely love to see you guys, and the texts are going crazy right now as well. It's 833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up? This new one says, this is from 253. Fitz, this guy's an idiot. He needs to share the wealth and stop being a jerk. I bet he has medical masks, too, that he's hiding. He needs to give those up as well. Okay. Huh. Just reading some of these text messages coming in.
Yeah, someone says people like him are the reason there are shortages in stores, and you can't. It's hard to argue with that. He made a very level-headed case, but I kind of get the sense he was doing that for us. I mean, because listen, Justine was. I mean, honestly, she kind of lost it there.
She did kind of lose.
She's at a boiling point.
Very reasonable, and then she kind of lost it there. So. This is obviously getting to her a lot.
But I think there's also that side of people who are probably like Ed, who want to get as much toilet paper as possible, trying to get as much food as possible.
Well, he has a view that, I mean, I get his point that why should he be the one to supply the neighborhood when they didn't bother supplying themselves, but I don't think he realizes himself how far he's gone.
Let's go to Ron, who is in Carnation right now. What's up, Ron? How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm all right. This is a breakup. Okay. They can't get through the phone call without yelling at each other.
Right.
Yeah. There's obviously some built-up frustrations, right, that are just sort of blowing up right now.
I wasn't really feeling breakup. I thought it's a situational thing. I felt, but then you did hear that tension boil at the end, and maybe that's just cabin fever.
Yeah, because one of them is a doomsday prepper, and the other one thinks the other one is like absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
that's never going to work out.
What happens when the next thing comes up? Like, we get past COVID, and then there's another crazy thing going on. Is he just going to reenact this all over again?
No, he's going to get more toilet paper.
Yeah.
See?
Kevin in Seattle. What's up, man? Make up or break up?
It's a tough call. I think they should work it out. Ed needs to back off a little bit. I mean, I'm a bit of a prepper, but I've been building up stuff for years.
How much stuff would you say?
Not just buying it out since January.
So let me ask you this. Why have you been sort of building up your stash for years? Like, what do you feel is happening?
I've been preparing for anything, and because of that, my house is fine.
Right.
Right. So you didn't have to go to
Paperboat. But I'm not buying out the stores on Saturday.
Right.
Gotcha. Right.
Mm-hmm. Understand. Hey, man, shout out. Nothing wrong with being prepared.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, we get, you know, earthquakes, tsunami. You know, we live in a place where you do want to be prepared for a disaster, but it sounds like Ed, really, this got in his head, and he went a little overboard.
Oh, yeah.
From 206, hey, Fitz, this guy needs to get a life. She needs to dump his butt right now.
Someone earlier texted that she should just steal a bunch of stuff and donate it if she's mad at him.
Wow. Hang on, here's another prepper. I'm amazed at the amount of, you know, preppers that we have who are P1s and check out the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brian, one of the islands. I don't know which island. Hang on, we'll find out. Hey, Brian, my friend, which island?
I'm on an island.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No problem at all. First of all, Brian, thank you for listening. You've been a 40-year prepper, right? What kind of things do
you have to say? Well, my mom has. I actually flew up here from Arizona to our property here during this whole mess.
Okay.
But my mom's wrote a book, actually, that actually sold out on Amazon. But it was all about prepping. We thought she was going a little overboard for a long time, but we basically got a 5-year food supply and over 1,000 rolls of toilet paper, paper towels, and everything. What we've done lately is given out gift packages to all the neighbors. We even loaded up a truck, went up to a convenience store, and gave a bunch of stuff away.
Wow.
Because
that's awesome.
We have too much.
That's really great of you, man.
You sound very level-headed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in being prepared. Actually, I kind of thought she was a little crazy to begin with, but not anymore.
Wow.
Well, would you tell us the name of this book?
It's called Tsunamis, Earthquakes, and Floods, Oh My.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
And I don't know if it's still available on Amazon or not, but Tsunamis, Earthquakes, and Floods, Oh My.
Okay. Thank you
and
so
that'll
much.
That'll probably get me in trouble, but.
Oh. No, man. Not at all. We appreciate you listening. We hope you enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, have a great day. All right. Percentage-wise, makeup or breakup, what's it looking like
Believe
today?
It or not, most people are going breakup. This is 71% breakup. I don't know if it's that extreme. I do think it's situational. I think things return to normal and they go back to normal.
Okay.
But yeah, the fans have spoken. They say breakup.
All right.